A new film by the producers of the Academy Award-winning documentary An Inconvenient Truth turns the lens on the threat of nuclear weapons. Countdown to Zero makes the point that even though the Cold War ended, the threat of nuclear terrorism, accidents, and mistakes has not gone away. Countdown to Zero opens with footage of the blasts of nuclear tests, annihilating buildings, communication towers, and vehicles. It then dissolves into video of the Madrid train bombings in 2004, terrorist attacks on London in 2005, and attacks on Oklahoma City in 1995 and the World Trade Center in 2001. The effect is building tension to ask a subliminal question: what if these had been nuclear weapons? The film follows the outline of the late U.S. President John Kennedy's Sword of Damocles speech to the United Nations in 1961, in which he outlined the nuclear threat from mistake, madness, or accident. Countdown to Zero emphasizes that the threat remains just as real today as it was nearly 50 years ago. Jeff Skoll, the founder of the online auction site eBay, backed the film, and Lawrence Bender produced it. The two had collaborated on the Oscar-winning documentary An Inconvenient Truth about the threat of global warming. Bender told VOA that the idea for Countdown to Zero came from a conversation with Skoll when they were in Oslo, Norway, to watch former Vice President Al Gore receive the Nobel Peace Prize for his work to fight global warming, portrayed in An Inconvenient Truth.
We're having one of these deep conversations on a very cold day. I'll never forget it. What else can affect life on a planetary basis? And, of course, it's a nuclear threat. And my feeling was, with the limited amount of time I have, I was thinking, what's the biggest effect that I can have? And so the nuclear threat is the number one threat next to the climate crisis that we have to deal with in our lifetime.
Writer-director Lucy Walker says global terrorism has added another element to the nuclear threat that makes the world more dangerous than during the Cold War.
Terrorists have no return address. We can't deter anybody by threatening to bomb them back because we don't know where to send it to. And with proliferation and so many sort of possibilities for different kinds of conflicts, even if there's no war or no terrorism, there's always the possibility of an accident, which unfortunately can never be brought down to zero.
Terrorism is not the only threat. Countdown to Zero outlines several chilling accidents or near accidents, including one featured in the film's trailer, in which a U.S. satellite launch was nearly mistaken for a nuclear attack on Russia.
The United States launched a rocket from Norway to study the Northern Lights. We told the Russians that we were going to launch that rocket, but somebody in Moscow forgot to pass word on it.
The Russians actually opened up the command and control launch codes, the button, put it on the desk, and said, "We're under attack." Fortunately, Yeltsin wasn't drunk, and he didn't believe what the military was telling him.
Countdown to Zero features interviews with former CIA operative Valerie Plame Wilson, former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker III, and several prominent scientists about the danger of nuclear proliferation. Jordan's Queen Noor, one of the founders of the Global Zero movement, helped revise the film for worldwide appeal. The widow of the late King Hussein says that she wanted to make sure as many people as possible saw the movie.
So my influence and my role was really to try to ensure that the message would resonate as effectively as possible around the world, to make sure that it is balanced, that it's accurate, that it is truthful, and that it connects with people everywhere, and especially in the nuclear states where we really need to turn the tide.
Bender says that Queen Noor helped expand his vision to help focus on the nuclear threat worldwide rather than just in the United States.
Her being who she is, I saw the movie and being a good friend said, "Lawrence, this is not international enough and it's too U.S.-centric. And if you want this movie to play internationally, you need to do some things." And we got into talking about it, and she was very good, and she pointed out different things. And that, I believe, added accessibility to an international market, which is very important.
Lucy Walker says she hopes that Countdown to Zero's message makes people think about reducing the availability of highly enriched uranium and plutonium, the key elements in nuclear weapons.
I sort of think it's going to change. I just don't know if it's going to be a disaster that's going to make the change, or whether we can, like Einstein said, change our thinking before the catastrophe. It may not be in my lifetime. but there's no way that all these low risks don't add up to something bad happening eventually, unless things turn around.
Several prominent political figures, including former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, and former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, add gravity to the film's arguments. The film picks up again on former U.S. President Kennedy's speech, in which he said the only way to avoid a nuclear disaster was to abolish nuclear weapons before they abolish us. Countdown to Zero was released through Magnolia Pictures and Participant Media. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.